Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm here, as always, with my man, Intern Josh.
I took Thunder Road to Thunder Mountain, and what did I find? White Lightning!
Woo! 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 Well said, my friend.
Thank you. It's also true.
Listeners, thanks for joining us today. Hope you enjoyed last week's episode. It was our first
Profiles in Flavor
episode, and we're kind of doing a similar thing today. We're doing a flight today.
Yes, but it started out as a profile in
it
flavor.
It is kind of, yeah, it did start out. More on that later. Listeners, we love you so, 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 so much.
Some say too much.
We're going to get to those voicemails in a little bit. Thanks for calling in. We put out a request for voicemails last week, and you guys delivered. Keep them coming. We love them. That phone number is Joshua.
909-359-BEVS.
If you'd like to support to the show, as many of you have, and listeners that have donated recently, we haven't forgotten about you. There are some special episodes in the making. We got some real donations for some interesting things. So those are in the pipelines. Don't worry. We didn't spend that money on food.
No.
We pocketed it away for beverages.
Hookers?
Hookers.
No.
No. But you can keep those beverage suggestions and donations coming by donating via PayPal, and you select our email address, totallybeverages@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can find us all over the social media of the world at TBashPod.
That's correct. And guys, we put out the call for some fabulous ratings and reviews on iTunes recently.
Oh, yeah, we did. And
I didn't really look to see if we got any.
I didn't either. Let's just assume that they're there. Thank you for them.
Thank you.
Thank you for them. We want more.
Absolutely. Always. We always want more.
We love reading that going. Oh, another great way to support the show is you can go to Amazon.
Can I also say I feel like a real creep when I reread 5-star reviews? So, like, help me feel less weird by not revisiting.
Oh, like, and you catch yourself enjoying them, but also knowing you're rereading them.
Yeah, be like, oh, I read this.
But, oh, so you're bummed that you're rereading it.
Well, bummed at myself for really having it. Really feels good.
It does.
And then I'm like, oh, you're like some weird. It's like I'm jerking off to a picture of myself.
That's interesting and a great segue for a new podcast that Josh and I are starting called Does This Feel Good? Every week we will have a guest and we will try different things and ask the question, does this feel good?
I'm rubbing your shoulders.
Does this feel good?
Hmm.
More on that new show.
That was just a preview.
In the coming weeks. Josh, how are you doing?
I'm well. Got a little headache, and I think it's caffeine related.
Interesting. So you are 3 months into babydom.
Yes.
Fatherdom, as they would say.
Absolutely.
And you have gotten back on the caffeine.
I've been pretty steadily on it.
Yeah.
I've been sticking with my path, which is I'll get off it for a little while if I feel like I need to, or maybe downgrade to some green tea or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been really like a one cup of Joe a day man, and I really stick with that. I have a hard out at noon on my caffeine.
Oh, interesting. Okay, that's good.
And it's been fine. It's been okay, because I think what helps is then I can go to bed earlier as the baby does.
Sure.
If I'm not all jacked up.
Yeah.
And so that's fine. I don't feel like I need it to get through my afternoons. I find snacks do just the trick or staying hydrated.
What kind of snacks are you eating? Just kidding. Jesus Christ. Are you kidding? We would never.
No.
I have just a little update on my profile. I am off the decaf. I'm not getting the decaf anymore. No use for it. I'm strictly in the morning. I'm having water or I'm rocking these Perrier with lime slim cans. I'll have an OJ occasionally, but the decaf wasn't really doing anything for me, and I think maybe kind of making me feel a little crappy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm off the decaf right now. I'll get one as a treat every once in a while if I'm at a coffee place and like just don't want to be that guy that's drinking water at the coffee place. Like if I have a coffee meeting.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I'll get a decaf or something like that, or iced decaf Americano. I don't know. But I'm kind of off the coffee, you know?
That's okay.
Listen, I'm not asking for your permission or approval. But listeners, I'm asking for all of your
you guys
permission approval.
Have got to, make those votes count. You got to let Roro know whether or not you have his approval to get off caffeine entirely. Go ahead and post in the comments over at totallylame.com. Yeah, I think that's fine. I don't really see any...
Again, not asking for your approval.
My thoughts are my own.
There you go.
Let's just say I said that into a vacuum. I'll say it into my hand.
That's fine.
Mm. There's no reason everyone has to be drinking coffee all the time.
No.
What would the other beverages of the world think of that if everybody only drank coffee?
What would Mountain Dew think?
What would V8 think?
You know, it's interesting. We had V8 last week, and we loved it, but I have not... Did you leave those here, or did you take them with you?
They're in the trunk of my car right now.
Oh, so those probably aren't so hot.
Oh, no, anymore. They're fine. They're warm, certainly.
Do you think... But were they refrigerated, then warmed down?
No, they've always been
warm?
Shelf temperature. We only drank the cold ones.
Pretty
that
sure
I chilled for last week.
The trunk of your Forester is higher than shelf temperature.
It's a shelf in and of itself, as it is, as you noted, a small SUV. So it does have an open back, so it's kind of like a giant shelf. Have you thought about that?
No, you mean a giant oven, is what you mean.
Yes. I also have cookies.
Oh, really?
No, I don't. I should have put some, a raw egg next to them as just a nice gauge about how hot
your car gets.
Are these cans of V8?
But it's interesting. I haven't had a V8 since last week, and I thought it would be a fun thing to do, but I really do want to drink like a V8 every day for a week just to see how it goes. We had some interesting comments of people being like, listen, it is way better than soda for you. Like, there was one commenter that was like, yeah, maybe, like, I think the gist was like, you know, there is a lot of vegetables in this. They might be processed vegetables, but like, that's way better than drinking a Mountain Dew.
Right. Even having the quarter teaspoon of salt is still going to be better than having a whatever it is, 12 teaspoons of sugar.
Right.
Yes.
And the same commenter, I think it was the same, also pointed out like, yeah, that's a lot of sodium, but sodium's not bad for you. Like, excessive amounts of sodium is bad for you, but like some sodium is great for you.
And it's naturally occurring. Seems to be celery salt, or there's maybe some added sodium for some flavor, but it's not like, yeah, it's not the worst, especially if you're working out, as I know you do. You know, you're sweating over these new tracks, these beats.
Wasn't there a new, or excuse me, not a new, wasn't there an ad campaign for V8 that was kind of marketing it as your like 4 o'clock pick-me-up, straighten you out?
Oh, probably. Yeah,
like maybe that's what you should have in your for your afternoon pickup.
I would like that because it is a snack as well, as I noted last week, having shown up without breakfast.
Just to be clear, it is not a snack, I don't think.
I think it could be, though. It's like getting a juice. People go get cold-pressed juices and spend billions of dollars on that stuff.
It's a fucking racket.
It is. $12 a juice? Nah. Not getting to it. As my man George H.W. Bush once said.
Fucking love George. Shout out George. Thanks for listening all these years, George.
He is one of the top donors. He's probably our third highest donor to the show.
George W. Bush, a.k.a. Matt. Well, what would that, yeah, how awesome would art. That be if Matt was George W. Bush?
He's George W. Bush. He's a painter. He sells us paintings. He gives us a cut off the top. All the beverage-inspired ones, we get a little taste of that action. If you guys want to set up a similar thing, you feel free to hit us up. Whether you're a former president of the United States or not.
So should we talk about this week's episode in the profile in flavors?
An entirely new segment, profiles in many flavors, a.k.a. the flight of the Ovaltine.
So you want to say how this kind of originated? Because this was going to be a profiles in flavor type of an episode.
It was. We talked about it as a singular beverage. This was going to be the inaugural episode of
Profiles Ovaltine, and Flavor.
Of Profiles and Flavor was going to be Ovaltine, because how many malt beverages are there? But then you think about it.
There are malt beverages.
Well, there are malt beverages.
Yeah.
That is true. But this is a malt powder milk additive. This is a, what would you even call it? You know, you
I might don't call know. It. I mean, is it supposed to be a malt beverage? It's not a malt. Well, like a malt, I feel like is like a milkshake type of situation, but it's different.
It's the exact same thing. That's the malt powder that is being added to a malted milkshake.
Ovaltine is.
It might be Ovaltine, but that's the thing. It turns out there are several malt additives for milk.
But you there got are different. There's got to be different malt powders, right?
Not really.
No. Now you are talking out of your rear end.
You ready for this? I'm going to blast them at you.
Okay.
Carnation.
Yeah.
Makes a malted milk powder. Horlicks. That's an English one, right?
Okay.
You got Ovaltine here.
Okay.
That's all I got. That's
now, three, is there is malt a particular flavor? Or because I feel like I've had a vanilla malt, I've had a chocolate malt.
Well, yeah, malt. So malt is so that's it. We have the full Ovaltine flight here, and that is classic malt. That's chocolate malt, and that's rich chocolate Ovaltine.
So what? All of them look kind of brown. Are you telling me that the classic malt is not going to taste chocolatey?
That is correct.
Are you serious?
But I don't know if it's going to taste vanilla-y, which is like a malted milkshake. If I think of like a malt, I'm thinking of that vanilla with malt
powder. But people
powder.
Aren't making frozen malts out of Ovaltine powder, are they?
I don't think so. I wouldn't recommend it.
So who's making frozen malts? What are you making frozen malts out of?
You're just using the powder, the Ovaltine, but you're just adding it to the blender when you make your milkshake. You can even add, we used to do this, so at my grandmother's house in Bermuda, former British colony.
Formerly Barbados.
They have a lot of British stuff there. Horlicks powder was the one. We would make something called a Dusty Road. It was an ice cream sundae you'd make. It was vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, and then you'd sprinkle the Horlicks powder on top. So it was a Dusty Road. You get it? Black top, dust on it. So it was like this tan powder on top, but then you eat it, and it's that delicious malty flavor that's like having a black and white malted milkshake. And it is fucking great. It is a real beat the heat treat, that's okay. For sure. And if you put that thing in a blender, you'd have, and maybe add a little whole milk, you got a delicious milkshake on your hands.
So the the original Ovaltine, what is called classic malt, I just always thought that the original Ovaltine, there was some, I always thought of it as more of a breakfast drink.
Yes.
That was chocolatey in flavor.
Well, that's rich chocolate Ovaltine.
I'm confused though.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine is not going to have the malty flavor of the R2. See, we have chocolate malted in the middle. That's really just the combination of the two. And rich chocolate should just taste like chocolate. The thing is, and you're right, that it is a breakfast beverage. The difference being is that like it was originally sold as a thing to fortify milk with vitamins and minerals. Mm-hmm. So there are added stuff to it. There's also, you know, there's whey, which is a dairy byproduct.
Sure.
You've got some your essential sugars. And it's it's made with malt extract, which is a wheat byproduct. It's like a sugar product made from wheat. It's really going to be a delicious treat. It was made about it's over 100 years old.
Wow.
1904 from Switzerland.
Okay.
But really made its mark in the UK before being brought over here, where it's, I think, made by Nestle, those bastards. But I'll tell you what, classic malted, for all its classicness, is the hardest to find. Chocolate malted and rich chocolate are everywhere. Target, Vons, the whole deal.
So where did you end up finding the classic malt flavor?
Amazon.com.
Oh, okay, really? So yes. It was that? Okay, interesting.
Yes.
All right, well, let's try some of these. I guess, should we start with classic malt?
I think so. I think why not start with the OG? Should I give these one last stir?
Sure. Why not?
I'll just go down the line here. Yeah, I'm very excited because I don't know that these are... I don't know they're going to be sweet enough, because when I think of a malted flavor, I think about a malt milkshake, or I think about a malt ball, which I think is disgusting. But a malt milkshake, I love. But I'm afraid this is going to be the boring end of the spectrum. It just doesn't have the sugar content I crave. That was a close one. Andy.
Almost knocked over all of the malts.
Half gallon of milk.
That would have been horrendous.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ooh, it smells nice.
It really does. Malty. Very malty on the nose.
Oh, that is delicious.
That's great.
The classic malt is delicious.
And
ooh.
I would drink this every fucking morning.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh. How do you describe that?
Ooh, I don't know.
That is nice. Why isn't this one in all the stores?
I don't know. I think just malt as a flavor is divisive, and I guess there
What's
are haters.
Divisive about this,
I don't
though.
Know.
How do you describe the flavor, though? It is tricky to describe it.
It is, and I don't know if I'm biased knowing that. So malt, which is, you know, again, like a sugary byproduct of a grain, but that's what it tastes like. Don't you think? It's very sweet. There is a syrupiness to it, but there is also this, and maybe it's the powder mixture, but there is like a grainy backsplash to it.
To me, there is a cousin to vanilla. There is a link, sort of. Do you not get that at all?
Absolutely, I do. Yes.
Like they're fourth cousins or something.
Right. Yeah, like they look sort of similar, but not really.
It's like
when someone tells you they're
related. It's like a sweetness that has no chocolate qualities.
No.
Except there's like a powderiness, but I think that's probably just because it's all a powder-based drink.
Correct.
But like chocolate, I feel like has a powder quality sort of in the aftertaste of chocolate.
Yes.
Malt. Hard to describe malt.
Fascinating.
But this is a nice, smooth beverage that would be nice. Can you imagine having this with like blueberry muffin or a scone?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you'd probably be a little sugared out, but there's not that much sugar in this.
So to put this in perspective, we're drinking this. We got 2 tablespoons of powder in here per the directions and 8 ounces of whole milk. So sugar-wise, we got 7 grams of sugar. That's it. That's paltry.
That's nothing.
120 calories is the whole deal with the milk and everything. That seems like a bargain.
What is a thing of Ovaltine?
If you can find this on the shelf of your local grocery store, it's probably $6. On Amazon, I had to pay 10 because it's harder to find. But these other ones, I think, were $6 a piece.
And how many glasses will this cup give you?
I don't know.
31. Okay.
It's a strange number. I would have rounded it up or down.
Well, it's how many servings are in here.
Or 30. It's...
You can also drink this hot, which I bet... Hot would be nice, but I like the cold for
this.
No,
the cold is nice because it reminds you of the milkshake.
Right,
it's like
exactly.
An easy, and I think you're right. Especially if you got a breakfast treat that wasn't itself too sweet, that would be the sweet spot.
I would have this around for the kids because this is probably way better than like chocolate.
Probably better than hot cocoa. Better than chocolate cocoa. Milk, certainly. Yeah.
All right, what's this next one we're drinking?
So the next one should be, I almost feel like we should go all the way down and try rich chocolate.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll meet back here in the middle.
For malted rich chocolate or malted chocolate?
For malted chocolate. And it's funny. So one of the things that fortified Ovaltine in the original recipe was eggs, which is partly why it was thought of as like, oh, this is where you get all your power. You know, you got milk, you got eggs, you got all this stuff. And the name Ovaltine in Switzerland, the original name was Ovo Maltine. Which ovum is the Latin word for egg.
Okay.
And then it was just in translation and in marketing that it changed to Ovaltine, which means nothing and is just a fun thing.
I was getting closer now. The tension was terrible. What was it? The fate of the planet may hang in the balance.
No! Randy's gotta go! I'll be right out!
Almost there. My fingers flew. My mind was a steel trap. Every pore vibrated. It was almost clear. Yes, 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 yes.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Ovaltine? A crummy commercial? Son of a bitch.
A little Christmas story.
Yeah,
action right there.
Tis the season, you know?
Tis the season.
So that is actually true, that the Ovaltine did sponsor. They had all this stuff. It's always been targeted towards kids, like from day one. It was they would sponsor the Little Orphan Annie radio show.
Okay.
They had their own weird radio variety hour, like the Mickey Mouse Club, that was called like the Ovaltinies or something along those lines. So like for decades, it was the shit.
Okay.
Anyway, I think that's what managed to keep it around, though.
And now it's like, what is the future for Ovaltine, you know?
I don't know. It feels like a nostalgia product.
Okay, the chocolate, definitely smelling that chocolate.
This just smells like hot chocolate to me, but cold.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, interesting. It's very hot chocolatey.
Yeah. I think that would be exactly where you'd keep this.
We should do a hot... Listeners have wanted a powdered hot chocolate shootout, right?
Yes.
Have we not done that?
We did. We did with your wife.
No, that was with... weren't we putting booze in that, though?
That's true. That was just about the booze additives. That's right. We did not do a just straight up shootout between many hot chocolates.
I would definitely want to throw this rich chocolate Ovaltine in there, because what's interesting about it, it says like compared to chocolate syrup, has way less sugar, and chocolate syrup doesn't have any vitamins. I wonder on like a powdered hot cocoa.
Yeah, like what's Swiss Miss throwing in there? Yeah. Their powders.
That's something to file in the back of our mind, because this does very much just taste like a kind of a hot cocoa. I could see how kids would love this if this had vitamins in it. I don't know.
And if it's honest, this is the kind of thing where if this has half the sugar, say, of a Swiss Miss,
yeah,
but this is what you had in the house, kids would still be like, I want hot chocolate, and you just make it with Ovaltine,
yeah,
and they would not know the fucking
difference.
They
wouldn't know the difference.
That's just, not bad. That's good. Just chocolatey.
Okay. Powdery. Are we going to the middle one?
I think so.
I'm going to smell this one.
Oh, yeah. Getting that malt on the nose.
You? Yeah. I'm not really getting it on my nose. This, not for me.
No. This is definitely the crappier of the three.
It's interesting because when the two come together here, not a good marriage. It almost like takes off.
Yeah, it does. It you get more of the graininess of it, and not just of I don't mean like physically the. I think you taste the grain aspect of it.
It's interesting going back to the original malt one. I don't like it as much after having the chocolate malt one for some reason. I mean, I like it better than the chocolate malt, but I'm like, yeah.
I'm glad we drank them in the order we did.
Absolutely. Like, the rich chocolate one is by far the, like, most satisfying, I think.
The classic malt, the sweetness is still there. That's what's totally missing from the middle ground one. It's not sweet at all. The classic malt is weird because you taste the, how does that mix with Perrier lime?
I needed a little palate cleanser.
This is the classic malt. The first sip, once you've drank the chocolate ones, tastes weird, but the sweetness is still there on the back end.
Yeah, I still like it, but yeah, the sweetness up top though is kind of taken away. It's a little rougher,
definitely. But I would drink the shit out of this.
Yeah, I would drink. I would drink the regular one and the rich chocolate.
This might be slightly psychosomatic, but I feel like my headache is subsiding. It's probably all those fortifications.
Yeah, it's great. A little sugar in here. Man, what a profile in flavors that just was.
Mm. Ooh-wee. I also want to point out one of the coolest historical facts I found out about Ovaltine.
Yeah.
Is that R.I.P. Muhammad Ali was a big sponsor of Ovaltine in the 70s.
Really?
And there were all these weird little articles I found from like local grocery stores in like tiny towns in the UK, because he came to like the town where the factory was, and then he would just go to grocery stores to do promotions. And so, you know, there's people who are like, they remember the time that Muhammad Ali, easily the most famous athlete on earth at the time, came to their tiny town. And there's actually, I found it sort of after the fact when I was just trying to find one of the articles I read, is that someone actually has like, 22 minutes of like documentary film footage of Muhammad Ali, like getting off the train and going to like do
the
one of these
store?
Yeah, grocery stores to do the Ovaltine.
Oh, we'll put that up in the show notes.
We'll do a link to the whole thing because it's just streaming online. It's and I like, he just had this quote that said, "I will not promote alcohol or cigarettes, but I have honestly drunk Ovaltine since I was a little boy." And that's why he did it.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like, because he'd get hit up for everything. He was the most famous athlete there was. But Ovaltine, he said yes to
because he believed in its fortified powers.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Wow.
Crazy. Anyway, that's Ovaltine, guys.
That's Ovaltine, guys.
I'm going to keep this classic malt one. I'll tell you that right now.
There you go.
This is going on my ice cream.
Maybe I'll take the rich chocolate.
Sounds good.
See if Teddy likes it. Okay, here we go. Let's get at some of those voicemails, shall we?
Hey, boys. It's Morgan from Ohio. I was just calling because I like to update you guys on whatever's happening in my beverage world. Last time I called about a drop of peppermint in my coffee, which I am still enjoying right now, actually. It's delicious. But I'm calling to let you guys know about my new carafe, which happens to be the Ello stainless steel travel mug. And it's pretty sick, I'm not going to lie. This thing is so airtight, it's unbelievable. I placed it on the counter upside down just to see if the ad was true to its word, as it seemed. And this puppy is just leak-proof. You could get in a car accident and this thing would keep your coffee warm. And like a lot of my issue with travel mugs is that they're not dishwasher safe and all their parts are like really complicated to clean. This has got two parts, very easy to clean, and it is in fact dishwasher safe. Also, it's like sexy. The design is absolutely beautiful. So anyway, it was pretty cheap too. And let's see. I believe it was $15. Yeah, $15. So there you go. Check it out, guys. And go fuck yourselves. Bye.
Ooh, always like a hot tip on a travel mug. Are you looking it up right now?
I am. They're all over Amazon. So the travel mug it's very sleek. It's like a very slim design. It does look pretty bulletproof. Here you go. And it comes in three metallic colors, which I think is great. You got gold, nickel, and rose gold. And yeah, you could get the rose gold one for $11.22, which, by the way, compare that to anything in the Hydro Flask, Clean Canteen, Swell Bottle zone, and those are like $30+
mm-hmm. yeah.
items. So yeah, if you're and I think leak proof to me is the key with a travel mug. That's always what I was looking for with my Vespa, is something to put underneath there, and so I had to go with the. I think it's Zatarichi is the brand, a Japanese one. Those Ellos look good, though, and they got all kinds of different vessels.
And there's nothing better than being in a car accident and having a hot coffee afterwards.
That's true. You are absolutely right about that. You know, you could even offer some to the first responders.
Yeah.
They'll be surprised.
Yeah, if they need a little, coffee. If your first responder seems a little laggy, mm-hmm. give them a little pep in his step.
They got all kinds of cool shit, though. Good looking stuff, and all in that same price zone.
Love it.
Hi Roro and Jojo, excuse me, this is Rachel calling from Los Angeles, California. Go fuck yourself, from a fellow Angelino. Just wondering if you guys have ever considered either a meetup or a live show where listeners in the LA area can come and maybe like bring a beverage to share, or if there was a live taste test with the audience and we all drank the same thing. I don't know. It's been in my mind. Thought I would make the suggestion. Thanks again, and go fuck yourself.
Hey, fantastic. Rachel, that is something. We probably talked about that from moment one of this show. Maybe we've never talked about it on air.
That's true.
We've had dreams of this for a long time.
We have. There were plans at one point that I just think scheduling-wise or venue-wise, we couldn't quite decide how to break it down.
Yeah.
It's always in the works. If you guys, this is a real listeners for real, whether you take any of our other action items seriously, if you live
in LA,
or
near LA,
if you would come to LA for a meetup or a live show, ideally, I think we'd want to do a live show or something interactive with you guys, whether or not it ends up being released as a podcast would be something else, but it would be something.
I think we would.
Yeah, we'll all right. See. Yeah, you know. So, but if you would come to something like that, you let us know. Email us, whatever. This is one thing, like, hit us up wherever and just and let us know if you'd come out. Actually, ideally in the comments section, so you guys
yeah, the comment section of this episode would be great. Yeah, just I'd be curious to see if there is there a demand. Will we be able to cultivate enough LA folks to come out to a live taste test or absolutely show or something?
Because I see it a little bit behind the curtain. You know, we can see where people are listening from broadly, and we know that LA is a big city for us, but there is also, you know, we do have a lot of like Canadian listeners and that kind of thing. So it is hard to tell how many of you.
And if there's 50 Canadian listeners in Fernie, Canada that listen to us and will buy our plane tickets, we're there.
Shout out Fernie.
Hey guys, it's Morgan from Ohio, and Andy, please don't be upset with me because this is not beverage related, but this is something that happens on all of your guys' podcasts, all four of them. And I think it's a terrible habit that Elizabeth started, and I love Elizabeth, but I also love proper grammar, vocabulary, and pronunciation.
Uh-oh.
And you guys keep saying vehemently, or some, you keep pronouncing the H, and the H is silent. The way you pronounce vehemently is vehemently, just vehemently. All right, and that's all, guys. Go fuck yourselves and enjoy your beverages.
This is one time where I really regret not doing a little pre-production. Thanks a lot, Morgan.
I'm vehemently opposed to being called out for my lack of pronunciation abilities.
And also, Morgan, I am British, and if you knew anything about the United Kingdom, they pronounce it vehemently.
That's right. Aluminium.
Aluminium.
Herbs.
Thanks for the heads up. Thanks for the tip.
An historic day.
What's your process?
Roro and fucking JoJo. Dudes, so I listen to your podcast all the time. I've listened to it since day one. And I know that there's been talk of Ecto Cooler High C coming back.
Yep.
Well, my husband and I are standing in our kitchen right now drinking some fucking Ecto Cooler. And in the first sip my husband took, I could tell that it was taking him right back to the day. It is exactly how we remembered it. It is epic. They even like designed the packaging the way it used to, so it looks completely retro. Like, I saw it in the grocery aisle and I was like, oh, Ecto Cooler. So we just wanted to share that if you find some, you should totally get it, and it's not going to wreck your memory of how beautiful it was when we were kids, and it's awesome. I will snap a picture and share it. And with that, gentlemen, I would just like to tell you, go fuck yourself.
Amen.
We don't know your name, but we do thank you for that.
This is happening. This will happen within the next 3 episodes, I can guarantee.
Easily. I was just 2 days ago.
I mean, do we wait till the movie drops in celebration of the movie? Do we see if we can get Kristen Wiig on the show?
Yeah, if K-Dubs will come on the show. She does live in Silver Lake.
Okay.
My friend sees her running all the time.
What's she running from? That's a different podcast.
That's a totally different podcast. We'll ask her off the air.
She might be a good guest for Does This Feel Good?
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Running. We'll go for a run. Does this feel good?
That was another preview. Courtesy of JoJo.
Yeah.
Who will be and going Kristen by a Wick. Different, he'll have a different nickname for Does yeah, This absolutely. Feel Good?
Yeah,
Flo Stay Joe. Tuned more on that. I feel like we were probably talking about it too much on the show.
We got to do. You got to pimp out the side projects on the show you're on. You got to bring that
yeah, yeah.
audience
cross,
over.
Cross,
you know, this is what yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, Radio Lab's doing it.
Yeah. Ecto Cooler.
It's a must. That's a and you know why? Of course, I was looking at it. This is a prime candidate for the profiles in flavor.
Ecto Cooler, a profile in flavor. That's kind of how we do them, right? It's a profile in flavor, right?
Yes, I always think it was profiles. I think there was somebody.
Like, I guess the category would be if, like, on our website we had to list those episodes, it would say profiles and flavor. But the titles of the episode
the individual
are
individual episode
Ecto Cooler.
A profile in flavor.
A profile in flavor.
Gorgeous.
V8. A profile in flavor. Five Alive. A profile in flavor. Anyone have eyes on Five Alive, let me know, because I would love to do a profile in flavor on that. Are you familiar with that product, Josh?
Unicorn sex.
A profile in flavor. Oh, by the way, listeners, we are making headway on unicorn sex.
Yes, we have a listener
in the United Kingdom
who I think is going to do something illegal for us and send us.
Is it illegal though?
I think so. Probably. Who cares? We don't know.
Ignorance of the law is
enough to keep you out of court.
If you're in customs and you see a bottle of unicorn tears addressed to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, you got to be a real piece of shit to stop that in its tracks.
I almost think it's the shipping of any beverages that is the problem, and maybe I'm wrong about that. Point is, we're going to take care of it, but you might be saying it to T-Bash HQ rather than Totally Beverages.
No.
Okay. Okay.
You think it's saying beverages is like it will...
They're like, oh, this goes right in the dumpster.
Oh, interesting.
We know unquestionably what's inside here, and you weren't allowed to send it in the first place. But maybe you are. Maybe you are.
We'll find out about that. Let's see. Let's see. Should we do another voicemail?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Listeners, keep those voicemails coming. 909-359.
Bevs.
Hey, JoJo and Roro. This is Josh's bro calling from Uganda.
Wow.
I have so many thoughts about the beverages and hot sauces here, but I want to save them because I hope that one day you'll have me back as a guest when I return. So I'll save that, but I did have a question. Here we have tea time around 11 a.m. every day in the staff room. The teachers will have some tea with a little bit of food, which they call an escort. And today is just like a piece of white bread, and I was dunking it in my tea, and I was wondering if you had an opinion about what is the greatest dunking beverage? Or maybe like, what is the strangest beverage that you've ever dunked in and you found yourself enjoying that? So I'm curious about beverages and dunking. I loved your sad vessel contest. And I'm also curious if there's any possibility for sort of the opposite of that, of like the greatest vessel of all time, some G-Vote contest. I don't know. Maybe the listeners can like hash that out or something. But I would love to sort of put some of the heavyweights head to head with each other and see the pros and cons and maybe let the people decide. I don't know. I'll leave that to you, the experts. So here I just wanted to say thank you for making the show. It is so good. I have a lot of chores that I do by hand here, so they take a long time, like I wash my clothes or something like that. But if I have an episode of Totally Beverages, it is always a good time. So thank you for the work, and go F yourselves.
Wow.
Well, I got to give a special happy B-Day shout-out to my bro for today.
Whoa.
Is his B-Day. The day we record is his B-Day.
Happy belated birthday, I guess.
Happy belated to bro. We also just happened to post an Instagram of him and his wife.
Yeah.
Wearing their T-Bash shirts. It's a great, many great questions. A question that wasn't even asked, first of all, was I want to talk about tea time in general. Yeah. Tea times around the world.
Yeah.
We need more of those. We need more beverage breaks in our days. Do we not?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, the you know, my people, the British people, we're usually like a 4:30 tea time, 4:30.
Right.
It's interesting to hear, though, in Uganda, 11 a.m. Yeah. We should have an episode that's just about the tea times around the world.
Yeah. And what they're getting at. That would be fun, actually, is maybe that's how we do is like, what are the combos? Because like what Matt was having, tea and white bread.
Yeah, that's interesting. That sounds
terrible.
Yeah.
Then you got tea and like some PG tips and a cucumber sandwich or something, right? What's happening?
Right. I feel like Nutella's making an appearance somewhere in the world.
Sure, that's true. Definitely. Who else has got a tea time? That's what I want to know. Any international listeners or anyone who's traveled internationally, please let us know if you've encountered a tea time.
Is there a tea time in India?
Oh, yes. There's got to be a tea time in India, right? It gets hot as fuck. They used to be a British colony.
Yeah.
Huh.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and I love Bro Bros. Like, what would it be called? The opposite of Sad Vessel. I would love to see
Glad Vessel.
Glad Vessel comment. It needs to be more triumphant than
you're
that.
Right. Here's the. Well, I know what the prize would be.
What would the prize be?
Whoever wins would just send us their perfect vessel. There's a way we can do this. I think we can call in some experts on this, and we can put some stuff up against each other. But we'd, you know, I think we'd need to throw this LO into the mix. We might throw.
Well, but it's got to be people's, like, yeah, she would want to compete. She would email or Instagram us. We got to figure out what the hashtag is. We got to see who has the most bitchin' vessel.
Well, is that what it is? Is it a bitchin' vessel? Or is the idea here to actually stress test these bad boys and kind of grade them and say?
Oh, no. See, I think it's just the most awesome vessel. Like, so, because which might be
rad
some
vessel.
Ridiculous rad vessel.
Okay.
Hashtag RadVessel. Or email us.
You can email us or hashtag RadVessel. Make sure you at TBashPod if you do.
It's like sad, but with an R.
That's right. Instead of an S. If no S.
And your RadVessel could be like, who was our guest that had like a Jose Canseco souvenir cup?
That? That's right. Yeah. That was great.
Like, it could be that. It could be something sentimental and awesome.
I mean, even within the sad vessels, there were some pretty impressive vessels. I'll say that. So, like, yeah, you stand behind and you tell us why. You got to make the case for your own vessel.
Like, the LO vessel sounds like a pretty rad vessel.
Yeah. And I think price point enters into that. So, like, that would be something, too. If you got a free commemorative Jose Canseco cup and... I mean, free, that's a price too, baby. The best price of all. So, send us those. Rad Vessel is in the mix now. What about dunking beverages? What do you feel about that?
What are the classic? I mean, the classic is
milk. Do you like to dunk?
No, I'm not a big dunker.
I hate dunking, really.
I'm like milk, maybe some cookies. I don't ever put cookies in milk.
Nah.
I know a lot of people that do. My favorite dunk situation, and it's I'll only do it once or twice, but I like dipping a French fry in a vanilla milkshake.
Now you are talking. You're speaking my language. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The fries go in the shakes. Those are the best dunks of all.
Case
closed. Yeah.
Now it's time for one of our favorite, if not favorite, sections.
Top five?
Yeah. Segments of the show, and that segment is called
Brian's Question.
So when we started this show, my brother-in-law sent us 100 beverage-related questions. Each week, we tackle one of those questions. This week's question. Does Snapple still have a place in the modern beverage world?
Wow.
Mic drop.
Brian. How do I count the ways?
Brian. What a fantastic question.
So we know, right, that the Snapple lady was a Snapple employee, right? Wasn't that the whole thing? Is that she loves Snapple so much, and they were like, well, just put her in your ads?
Yeah.
Somebody said that? That I think the way to answer this question of where Snapple fits is like, does the Snapple lady still have a job? Like, not as a spokeswoman, but like...
When was the last time you saw a Snapple television commercial?
I want to know if she even has a job at, like, Coca-Cola. Like, was she allowed to go back to
her desk? Grandfathered in or something. Okay. She's doing tours somewhere.
Okay. Wendy Kaufman.
Yeah, Wendy Kaufman.
That's Our Lady. Okay.
She probably has a Wikipedia page.
She does. She was on Celebrity Fit Club, which is apparently something.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Oh, right. She was the one who answered the Snapple fan mail. If she's still answering that fan mail or handling social media for Snapple.
Let's see if we can get her on the show.
Okay. Oh.
Now you're talking. She would be a great guest.
Yes, absolutely.
What is Wendy Kaufman's beverage profile?
Fuck yes.
All right, we'll work on that. Where do you think she lives? Where do you think she ended up? See, I think she's in Atlanta or something like that. I bet Coke set her up with some just huge estate in Atlanta on the outskirts of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Maybe she's LA, though.
Apparently, it's Cadbury Schweppes. Schweppes is the owner of the Snapple brand.
Okay, okay.
And apparently, she was fired in 2008. However, I bet she wasn't fired. I bet she was let go, and I bet she got a sweet compensation package.
We'll see. We'll get to the bottom of
this. All right, Wendy.
But what is their place in the modern world? Yeah, it's dark. It's pretty dark days.
Yeah, I bet you that profile has been limited tremendously. I bet you peach Snapple is weirdly like one of three flavors they still make.
No, I think because I'll see. You know, I was at Kids Space. There's like a kids museum we go to sometimes, and they had like three flavors there. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. And like the gift shop. So it's around, but you don't see it that often.
In the gift shop, was it vintage? One of a kind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Collector's editions.
The Wendy Kaufman signature edition, Kids Space Snapple flavor pack.
Yeah, we'll work on getting Wendy and getting more to the bottom of this. Brian, that's a fantastic question. How do you pronounce vehemently?
I think you just did.
Vehemently.
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 All right, listeners.
You fuck yourself. Vehemently.